91.5 WMFO in Medford. The Les Claypool Frog Brigade, or Les Claypool Flying Frog Brigade. Now we gotta do the original Pink Floyd with 3-4.
3-4.
Old age are the deeds of a man in his prime. You shuffle in the gloom of the sick room and talk to yourself as you die. And life is a short, warm moment, and death is a long, cold rest. Get your chance to try in the twinkling of an eye. 80 years with luck or even less. So all aboard for the American tour, and maybe you'll make it to the top. But mind how you go, and I can tell you, 'cause I know you may find it hard to get off.
WMFO Medford.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke. When I woke up, I couldn't speak or walk.
Uh-oh. 145 over 92, and then I had a heart attack.
182 over 100, and I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest, and then a stroke. Everything changed. It felt like my life was over.
Oh, God.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are...
This is what a depressing PSA sounds like.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke. If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
180 over 110, and I had a stroke. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If you've come off your treatment plan, get back on it. Or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
I had this toe. Everything's changed. Head to toe.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
And your heart attack, sponsored by
91.5 WMFO Medford.
We'll be right back. Yeah. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. And a very Iggy Pop sounding. Smitty.
Wow.
I didn't know you had it in you.
I can't stop it. It's how my voice was bonded.
Oh, it's great. Fezalicious there. Just a modern guy. And you are Fezalicious. Do you sleep with that Fez?
Whenever I can.
How's the wife like that?
Well, you know, you got to do it with the fez on.
Yeah, it kind of mixes it up a bit.
Yeah, you know. I got multiple fezes. Maybe everyone's wearing a fez.
I imagine you look like that during the act. Picture on the front of Smitty's. Did you draw that yourself?
It's my gig. It's what I do. Illustrator graphics, man.
You know, I used to do a lot of that myself.
Really?
But I've even kind of like asked Smitty, like, you want to get a crack at it?
Yeah, I think I got too late to the party. Love that photo.
No. Oh, I don't know. I don't know what we're going to use. But, I do. Jimmy can attest to this. I have artwork of mine hanging in my house. Oh, yeah. And it's like, why don't you do it, Brian? And it's like, because these days I'm just an anxious maniac. I don't have the patience for that anymore.
Oh, it's fine. No, because right now I am like full boat, you know, the Smitty release, Just a Modern Guy, just came out. So I'm all about that. I got the show at once. In Somerville at the end of
November. Yeah, who's playing that? That's a big show. Well, so once in Somerville.
The main headliner for the once show.
By the way, before you get really going, we're sitting here with Smit E. Smitty. A lot of people knew him. Former drummer from Fire King. Great band.
Figures on a Beach.
Figures. I forgot.
I'm old, man. I am old.
Figures on a Beach. They actually had MTV videos, didn't they?
We had a MTV
one.
Video.
That's cool. I like your modesty, you know. You could have went with it and like,
we even got
on the Headbangers Ball.
I wish we had MTV videos.
Richie Ratchet.
Right. But now he's solo, and you have this brand new album. How many tracks are on it?
There's 11. There's 10 actual tracks, and the 11th one is a specialty mix that Alec Rodriguez, who was the co-producer, co-arranger at New Alliance Audio, he just did a mix of Just a Modern Guy, and I included it at the end. It's just, it is so fun. It's not a dance mix. It's just a whacked out, you know, maybe you got to smoke them and drink them and listen to it. It's just fun.
Now, are all of your songs Iggy-esque?
No.
I mean, I know Iggy Pop is from your home.
There's definitely an element in the vocal approach, but no, actually, the funny thing is, you know, when I was piecing this together, I thought, this whole thing's going to be full-on rock up and down, but there's some ballads in there, some, you know, ear candy in there. There's definitely some high rockers in there. We'll get to them. But,
and there's nothing wrong with sounding like Iggy. Jeez. He's my hero.
Well, it's kind of funny. As I was doing it, people that were stopping in the studio, you know, I was getting things that they thought it sounded a little Matt Johnson-y from The.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm trying to forget the other one. But, you know, I'm old school. And really, when I first fronted very informally a band in Detroit back in 1979, it's the same voice. Right. People came up to me after I did it, and they said, "You sound a lot like Iggy."
Right.
It's like, that's my voice, man.
Right. So what's this next song you were talking about? When don't we hear it?
So the next one on the hit list, I've got on my notes, we're going to do Just a Modern Guy. What do you got?
Yeah, I mean, that's what you were talking about,
and so
right?
It's the title track. It's the name of the actual release, Just a Modern Guy. And I lifted it from an Iggy song.
Yeah, this one must sound like Iggy because it's Lust for Life.
Actually, on this one, I've got...
Have you ever had it in your ear?
Not my, metaphorically, I have hung with Iggy a little bit from
did
back
really?
In the day. Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. Tell me a little bit after this. Let's
yes,
hear
I will.
Okay, let's hear this one. This is Just a Modern Guy.
Title track.
Smitty. And that's the beginning of Fezalicious. What track was Modern Guy?
It would be 3.
Number 3. I'm sorry about that. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. I just like the beginning of that song so much, I had to hear it again. Just a Modern Guy.
ask a simple question. Questions do or die. The devil's in the answer. I'm just a modern guy.
WMFO in Medford. That's right, Smitty. I'm doing three things at once and screwing up my show.
Do it, man.
No, I'm just kidding. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the ravers. And we're talking with Smitty. Smitty, that was the title track of his new album, Just a Modern Guy. with Just a Modern Guy there.
So this was actually Just a Modern Guy was one of the very first songs that I wrote when I was putting this together. It's actually one of the oldest songs. And the funny thing is, I always knew what the lyrics were kind of going to be.
Right.
Except I never really sat down and like wrote them out. And so here I am in the recording studio at New Alliance. I got everything recorded.
Where is New Alliance?
New Alliance is on the second floor of the EMF building in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Okay. So that's part of that whole thing where they're trying to save the building, but they're thinking they might sell the building.
Now, are they associated with EMF or
no, they just took
the
building
happened
over.
To be in
well
the...
so what do you call it Desmond who has the
Desi
the museum the sound museum complex, he bought the building, he converted it into a bunch of rehearsal spots, and that's the way it's been for many years, and now the city's coming along. And, you know, Cambridge, you know, it's kind of funny. They talk a big line about, you know, supporting the arts and stuff. And it's like, guys, you've got, like, you know, hundreds of musicians in here that, you know, rehearsing, playing shows, generating income, and the
like
whole deal.
And they act like they could care less. They,
you know, like we're just a bunch of bums inside there. Right. And so they, you know, as it stands right now, the city wants to take away, you know, the building and sell it and do something else with it. But they're, you know, they're having meetings with Cambridge and trying to explain to him, like, look, this is like, there's, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars being generated by this building because of all the musicians and the shows, these bands going out and playing in Boston, Cambridge, Somerville, Arlington, and all over the place. It's like, no, we aren't just a bunch of, you know, musical bums hanging out. You know, we're generating income for the city. And so we'll just wait and see what happens.
Support your local arts. Come on.
That's right. So, yeah. So I rehearsed there for a long time, and I recorded with the New Alliance people way back in the end of the 1990s. And I've always enjoyed.
I thought you were going to say 1900s.
Yeah, 1900s. Whoa. Yeah.
Nope.
but I love working there, and so Alvin Long and I, we've been friends forever, and who kind of runs the whole New Alliance you know, organization. And I just asked him, I said, if I come back in to New Alliance to record, who's your top guy?
Right.
Now I'm getting myself in trouble because they have many top guys.
Right.
But he said, that's a tough question to answer there, Smitty. But honestly, Alec Rodriguez, you know, he's pretty good. And he listed off some bands and artists he's worked with. It's like, that's who I want. And Alec, oh my God, he was such a joy to work with, creative. He's actually on some of these songs, singing, playing trumpet. Doing some percussion.
Trumpet!
And the great thing about that, so, you know, we're getting into this song, and he's like, you know, man, I hear trumpets on this song. It's like, Alec, I've always heard trumpets on the song, but
They're
in my head. I didn't have trumpet players coming in. He's like, well, you know, Smitty, I play trumpet.
Wow.
I'm like, get out of here.
Right. Who plays trumpet?
So he said, you know, I haven't played in a while, and it might take me some time. If you take a long lunch break, I'll play this track a whole bunch of times, and I'll just start playing along with it, and I'll get myself, you know, into the groove. And that's exactly what I did.
That's
I bugged
a cool
off
dude.
For
that's
2 hours,
cool dude right there.
And he recorded himself doing trumpet on the part that needs it. And so I don't think we're going to get to it today, but the song is Betty Baby. At the very end, it's just like there's a sing-along, you know.
Well, I think we got to play something with trumpet in it after all that.
Well, you know, maybe. So I was going to push Beware the Beast Man, because I gave you an old version of it. Maybe we get to that later. Now, so it's kind of funny. You know, I'm pushing the rock and roll side. Betty Baby is really a very dark song.
Now, is this one with trumpet in it?
This is the one that ends with trumpet.
Okay, why don't we play it? What track?
The track on that, Betty Baby, is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Track 5, Betty Baby. And it's that dark one.
Right.
We like Doc.
Okay. It's
Doc.
We got Smitty here in the studio. Jimmy James hanging out, too, if you're wondering who that third voice is. if you want to call in, 855-915-9636. And Betty Baby.
Also featured in there is Amber Casares. She does some just amazing backing vocals on it. And
let's hear it.
You decide.
MFO. God damn it. I was digging this one.
This is a good song, too.
All right, let's keep going.
We'll get Betty after.
The Big Bad Boy?
Big Bad. Let's go back with Big Bad Boy.
David lost my reputation.
WMFO in Medford. Now that was not my fault one bit, because I played track five as directed, and
it came up Big Bad Boy.
It's a great song.
Thank you. So the girls, you may have heard something at the very end of that song. The backing vocal choir on that is indeed Ode to Joy.
Yeah.
And for the live show at once, I'm going to have Joe Ellen Saunders Giannis and Linda Bean Pardee be my two female backup singers. And we've already had a vocal rehearsal.
So you mean it just sounds like
that?
Ode to Joy.
Yeah.
That's where
I mean,
you got
that. Yeah, because the real one is actually in German.
And that's a Christmas song, isn't it?
Right. Well, Ode to Joy, and I'm Ode to Joy. Everything about me
Am
is
I
Ode
wrong?
To Joy.
Isn't that Christmas?
Well, a lot of oftentimes they play it during Christmas. But it's, you know, it's like, you know, an homage to the joy of life.
Nice.
And I was hearing it as a background thing, and so we did it in the studio, and I'm going to have Joe Ellen and Linda sing it live for the Once show, and it's going to kill. It's already sounding fantastic.
It all does sound fantastic. I'm a little concerned about the numbering of your CD, though, because now we don't know what number is what.
Here's what we got to do. We got to sell 1,000 of these CDs so I can reprint them and get the numbers correct.
Oh, God. I hope this is just some weird fluke.
What I've kind of learned in getting these records and CDs, processed, is that at some point you got to give one up to the gods, whether it's a spelling, a punctuation thing. If they got the order on the songs wrong, you know what? Let it go.
But now it's number six, you know?
Well, because you want to hear trumpets, you want to hear Betty Baby.
Which we think is number six.
Let's see what happens. They're all good songs. If we get another one, let's see what happens.
It's tough for me to preview during the show. Why don't I start it? You tell me what song it is, and then we'll start from the beginning, because I don't want to talk over it. Just tell me what this is, all right? That's Beware the Beast Man.
It is. So I don't know what happened.
I know your music.
So is it before that? Is it after that?
Number five was that one. Let's see what four is, huh? Because we didn't play four. We played five, and it was that.
Yeah, that's it.
This is Betty.
Yeah, that's Betty Baby. I don't know what they did.
So they just
they switched Betty Baby and a Big Bad Boy.
Those two are mixed. That's all it is. It's not a big
too
deal.
Too many bees.
Yeah, it's not
Betty Baby, Big Bad Boy, Big Bad. Too many bees.
Okay, well, we already sold Betty Baby. Anything else you want to say about it? Lots of trumpets in it?
Well, at the very end, it's a very dark song. It's about a girl, a white trash girl from a trailer park, and kind of growing up in arguably three strikes against her. And she's got to figure out a way to kind of get back on track and make her life work. Mm. It's kind of a cool song. I don't know if we got time.
Maybe
to play
it's like your way of telling, teaching a lesson to young girls.
Well, anybody it looks like the chips are down and things aren't going your way, you just got to keep fighting.
Okay.
No matter what.
That's the message. Okay.
Okay.
Smitty, 91.5, Betty Baby.
Treadborn town, no bliss, no passion. object desire. He grabbed Betty by the throat. She's exhausted and tired. Betty jammed a penknife straight up to his neck, but didn't attack. Instead, she bought a one-way ticket on a bus and climbed in the back. Now she's singing la da 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 da. Betty baby, oh Betty baby, she's singing la da 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 da. Betty baby, oh Betty baby, she's singing.
That one was Betty Baby, right?
That one was Betty Baby.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Brand new stuff from Smitty. Smitty. Where do you want to go next with this?
Well, so real quick.
We mentioned Beware the Bees Man.
Well, we did that, but I want to give some love to Amber Caceres, who did the backing vocals on that.